And in all the people I've worked with that have been up in years, that have lived a long time in this world, none of them have said, as they looked back on their life, yeah, my life turned out just like I thought it would. Never has that happened. No one has ever looked back on their life and thought, that turned out just like I thought. As I looked ahead, as I was a young person, looked upon my life and expected what would happen to me, I turned out just like I thought. Never. That doesn't happen. There are so many twists and turns of life. Now, when you speak with young people and you ask them, what do you want to do with your life? What do you want to do when you grow up? A lot of them have very clear answers. I know I did. You asked me when I was 10th, 11th, 12th grade, what I was going to do in my life, I had a very clear answer. Almost none of that happened. Life does not turn out like we expect. Now, it doesn't mean that it's bad. It could be better in some ways, worse in others. In fact, I would say it will be better in some ways and worse in others. We imagine what life is going to be, and it doesn't turn out that way. It never does. Sometimes we're pleasantly surprised, and we get things in our life, and things take turns in our life that we're very grateful for. And we think, I am so glad it worked out this way and not the way I expected. Other times we're greatly disappointed. Sometimes we grieve because we expected something to happen. We expected our life was moving a certain direction, and then it didn't. Life took a turn, and sometimes that hurts. Sometimes we celebrate those changes, sometimes we grieve them. But the one constant is that life does not turn out like we thought it would. Never does. There's always surprises. Another constant is, unfortunately, it's not always going to go well. Now, that doesn't mean that life is bad. There's lots of blessings in life. But one of the constants that we wrestle with, particularly as people of faith, is why does it have to be so hard? Why does it have to hurt? If God loves me and God wants to bless me and I'm doing everything I can to do things right, I'm trying to live a Christian life the right way, why does it have to be this way? One of the very common questions is, why does bad things happen to good people? When people are trying to be good people and people are working hard to keep all the rules and do everything right and to be people of faith, why do they have to experience suffering? No one has ever answered that question adequately. There is no great answer to that question. I'm certainly not going to try to answer that. But I will say this. What it tells us is that that is another constant in life. Not only is it going to turn out differently than we expect, because we know that from every single person who has ever lived, it always turns out differently, somehow or another, than we expect. And the other constant is, while we are in this world, it is a fallen world, and things aren't always going to go well. Again, that's not to be pessimistic. That's not to look down on life. There are great blessings in life, and there are good times in life. But one of the constants is it's going to be hard. Life is going to be difficult. There's a very old book now, written by M. Scott Peck, and it's called The Road Less Traveled, written a few decades ago now. And the opening line to that particular book, the opening sentence is, life is difficult. M. Scott Peck, the author, was being interviewed many years ago by Oprah Winfrey. And Oprah Winfrey said that when she read that book, she actually stopped at the first sentence and was shocked. Because she had come to believe, well, if I do things right, and I work hard, and I'm a good person, then it should be easy. That things should go well. That if I work hard and do right, and I'm a good person, and I'm a spiritual person, then things should go right. And if things go wrong, and life is difficult, it must be that I have done something wrong. And when she read that line, that one sentence, she said, I thought, wow, it really is difficult. It's okay that it's difficult. That's the nature of this world. So we have the constants that life will be a surprise, good and bad. Things will turn out better than we expected or worse than we expected. And through it all, life is going to be hard. People are going to die that we love, that we're going to have disappointments along the way. And no matter how much we enjoy our life, and we can, there's going to be some struggles along the way. That this is a fallen world. This is a sinful world. So, if we know those things, if we know that life cannot be predicted, and that along the way, to a certain measure, there will be hard times, the words of Jesus that we read in John become very, very important. Jesus said, "I am the shepherd, and my sheep know my voice." See, the life of faith is not something we figure out. It's not a list of rules out of the Bible that we follow. God gives direction in the Bible, obviously, but it's not about just following a checklist of rules. The Pharisees did that. He called them hypocrites to their face. It's not just believing that God exists or that Jesus exists. The Bible tells us the demons believe that. It's not hard to believe that if you're a spiritual person. It's not about just keeping a set of rules or a set of doctrines or a set of beliefs in our mind. It is hearing the voice of the Good Shepherd and being the sheep that follow him. And this is good news for us, because life is unpredictable and life is hard, and we're not going to figure it out, and keeping all the rules is a good idea, but it doesn't make life easy. Life is still going to be hard along the way. There's still going to be struggles. People are still going to do dumb things, and some of those dumb things are done by us. Sometimes we mess up our own life. Sometimes people do dumb things that hurt us along the way. Sometimes things just happen. And through it all, Jesus never promises that it's going to be predictable. He never promises that it's going to be easy. What he promises is that I'll lead you through it. That I am the good shepherd. And that I am going to lead you through all the stuff of life. You don't have to know what's going to happen. It's okay. Jesus will lead you through it. He knows exactly where to go. He knows exactly how to lead. It doesn't have to be an easy life. It can be a hard life, because Jesus knows exactly how to lead you through all of that and even bring comfort in the midst of those hardships. That's exactly what we see in the 23rd Psalm that we read to open the service today. The psalmist David writes these very famous words, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing." That if we are following Jesus, there is nothing, that no way we're going to fall short, that we're going to come to a place that we don't have enough in God. No, we're not going to have enough in our own power plenty of times. We're not going to always know what's going to happen. We're not going to have enough strength or enough knowledge or enough money or anything else. But we have Jesus. Because we have God in our life, we're not going to lack. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He refreshes or restores my soul. He guides me along the right path in his name's sake. This is the promise we have from the Good Shepherd. Not that everything will be easy, not that it will be predictable, but that we will be led, guided through this world. And that's what makes it quiet and calm. That's what makes us have strength. That's what gives us the reassurance that we are on the right path, because we are following the shepherd. As he tells us in John, we hear his voice. Now, something interesting happens in the next verse of the 23rd Psalm. The one I just read, "He guides me along the path, the right path, for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley," the King James calls that the valley of the shadow of death. recognizing that even though we have the Good Shepherd, even though he leads us in quiet waters and in green valleys, he leads us on the right path, there's still going to be hard times in this world. There come a day we leave this world, spend eternity in heaven with him. But for now, for a little while, the psalmist recognizes, as we all know, there's going to be hard times along the way. Even though he leads to the darkest valley, I will not fear. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Look at what he just did right there. Up until then, he kept saying he. He's talking about God. Let me read that again. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. During the tough times, he goes from talking about God to talking to God. That's an important transition. I often wonder if David knew he was doing that when he wrote. As King David wrote this very famous psalm, did he realize that he just changed from talking about God to talking to God? Or is this just something that naturally happened as he started to reflect on the hard times of life, the struggles of life, the pain in his life? Did he just start talking to God at that point? And throughout the rest of the psalm, that's exactly what happens. He's talking to God. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. When he's reflecting on how good God is, he wants to proclaim to those who will read his work, let me tell you about God, the Good Shepherd, the one who does not allow us to lack, who gives us all we need, who leads us beside the still waters, who restores our soul. Let me tell you about God. And when he begins to reflect upon those hard times, those times of suffering, the times of hardship, all of a sudden he's not telling us about God anymore. He's talking to God. You lead me. You guide me. You prepare the table before me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. We need to talk to God, especially in the times of difficulty, especially since we have no idea where we're going from here. We might try to predict it, but we don't know. We may have a good plan, but if experience tells us anything, it will turn out slightly differently, or maybe a lot differently. And even if we get exactly what we thought we were going to, it will still feel different. It will still develop differently than we expected, because life is not predictable. And life will be hard along the way. And that's why we don't need, as God's people, to be just talking about God, to just know things about God, to just learn some rules that God wants us to follow, to just learn some doctrines that are about God. We need to be a people who talks to God and with God. As the Good Shepherd, we need to hear his voice. As Jesus says, my sheep know my voice. There are a lot of good people that are good people of faith who know a lot about the Bible. They know a lot about the guidelines the scripture gives us, and they're good people who follow the rules. They are people who know the doctrines of the church. There are people that do the things that Christians do. And yet, when the suffering comes along, they think, God, why me? I did everything right. I knew good things. I had held good doctrine. I knew things about you. I proclaimed things about you. All good stuff. But when the tough times come, when things are unpredictable, when the enemies are around us, when we're in that darkest valley, it's not time to know something about God. It's not time to just talk about God or to know things that God taught us or to have doctrines of the church. It's time to talk to God and to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. This is where a lot of people of faith struggle, because we have, for so long, somewhere in us thought we could control life. That we could control life if we were smart and we worked hard and we kept the rules and we did the things that we are taught in the Bible and in the church, and we did the things that we're supposed to do as our families taught us, as our culture teaches us. If we're good people doing good things the right way, diligently holding to the things that are right, that things should go well, that we can control the path of life. And if we just look at our own lives, we all know that's not true. Who among us has not come to the place they felt completely inadequate to handle the things of the day? Who among us has not come to a place where we felt out of control and were scared because of it? Life is unpredictable. And while there's great blessings in life, there's also going to be some suffering along the way in this world. Jesus never promises anything different. He never says, keep the rules, everything will be fine. Learn the doctrine of the church, everything will go perfectly for you. He never says that. He says, hear my voice. Be my sheep that follow my voice, even through the dark valleys. That as people of faith, we are not promised that we'll go around them, that we'll escape them, that we go through them. And we don't have to be afraid of those things. We don't have to be afraid of the dark valleys. We don't have to be afraid of the enemies. We don't have to be afraid of anything, because he's leading us along the way. He's guiding us. His rod, his staff, they comfort us. And whether he understood it or not, whether he consciously did it or not, I think David, as he writes this very famous psalm, did something very profound. It's easy enough to talk about God in the good times, when we are being led by the quiet waters, when we are feel that our soul is being restored and refreshed. Easy enough then to talk about God. But when we're going through the dark valleys, when we feel the enemies are around us, it's not good enough to just know a few things about God, to just know a few things that we're supposed to do in the guidelines of Scripture. We need to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd that is there to lead us. And so we come back to that question, why do bad things have to happen? I don't know. But I do know this. In everything we are taught in Scripture, those are not the times that God abandons us. Those are the times that God leads us through that dark valley. That is not a time that we need to just depend on a few things that we know about God. That's when we need to be talking with God. That it is a conversation, and that we are hearing the voice of the Good Shepherd. Now, the trick to this is to be able to hear that voice before the hard times, to hear that voice all the time. Whether he meant to or not, David changes perspective. He goes from talking about God to talking to God. That's a profound thing, but there might have been a mistake in that. Maybe he needs to talk to God the whole time, in the good times and the bad. Because very often when things are going well, we get overconfident. We get cocky. What do we need God for if things are going well? Now, we don't say it out loud like that, but it's the way we act. We go about our business. We go through our day. We have no time with God. And why would we need it? Everything's going fine. And then when things go badly, when something unpredictable happens that hurts us, that causes grief, we look around wondering where God is. As a people of faith, he is our shepherd. He leads us beside the still waters. He leads us in those green valleys. He restores our soul. And when it's time to walk through those dark valleys, when it's time to be surrounded by those enemies, he's there as well. The Pharisees asked Jesus, if you're the Messiah, just tell us. If you read the book of John, and we're studying John on Tuesday nights in our Bible study, we've seen Jesus say these things repeatedly. He has said it over and over and over again. He has performed one miracle after another. And the Pharisees say, well, if it's true, just tell us. He was saying it plainly, and they still couldn't hear his voice. And Jesus tells them, I have told you, but I am the good shepherd. My sheep hear my voice. So the question that we have is not how can we control life? How can we predict what's going to happen? What can we do to make sure only good things happen in our life? None of that applies in real life in this world. What we are promised is that in this life that is sometimes going to be very difficult and is always going to be unpredictable, that we can hear the voice of God in our own life. That we don't just have to know about God. We can talk to God. And he will talk with us. That we can be in conversation with God through all the good and bad times of life because he is our good shepherd. And we need to practice that every day. What if you get up in the morning and don't even try to figure out what's going to happen that day? I mean, you know, you go to work or you go to school or whatever you do. Those things are just normal rhythms of life. But what if you don't try to figure out what's going to happen in the twists and turns of life? What if you don't try to control whether it's a good day or a bad day with all of your deeds? What if you just say, God, let me follow you? That might feel very strange at first. It might be very hard to do at first. But the promise we have from Jesus is that he wants to be that good shepherd. He wants us to hear his voice, and he wants to lead us through good times and bad. And that's what we practice as we come into his house, his place, as we worship him. Every week we practice this. We talk with God. We join our hearts together, and we pray together. And everyone is invited, if you wish, to say a prayer aloud. And you can pray in any language that you want, any language you're comfortable using. God loves all people in all languages. Or if you don't want to pray aloud, that's fine too. We can just silently pray because God hears the prayers of our heart. And even more importantly, while God wants to hear the prayers of our heart, he wants to hear our voices, whether it's spoken aloud or quietly in our own minds and hearts, even more importantly, he wants us to hear his voice. He wants to be the shepherd who guides us. That takes some practice. And so we practice that. Even as we pray aloud, even as we pray silently, we seek to hear the voice of God in this very place. So I'll begin our prayer. I invite you to pray a prayer aloud if you want. And let's pray together. God, thank you that you're our good shepherd. And yes, we want to know things about you. We want to follow your guidelines of Scripture. We want to understand all we can about you through the teachings of your Scripture, the teachings of the church, the doctrines that we follow. All these things are important. But Lord, even with all those things, we can't control life. We can't avoid the struggles of life, so we need more. We don't need to know just about you, we need to know you. To not just come into your house of worship to talk about you, but to talk with you. To lift our prayers, the concerns and the praises that are on our hearts and on our minds, and to also be touched by your Spirit, to hear your voice. Maybe we've lived, Lord, for many years and not practiced that. We've practiced doctrine. We've practiced rules. We've known a lot about being a Christian. But maybe we've not practiced hearing your voice. So let us start today. If no other time, let us start today. And if we've practiced this for many years, Lord, help us to grow more attuned to your voice, to be your sheep following you even through the darkest valleys. Lord, speak to us as we speak to you, as your people and as your children. We lift our prayers.